your letter with enclosures as on reverse. Kindly accept yourself and convey your father. And Lord Krishna will protect, and we have nothing to worry about. Two, without touching details right now, as desired by you, I beg to submit that a meaningful, quotes, further discussion, close quotes. Remember, I mentioned to him that we could have a further discussion if he had any questions. That a meaningful further discussion could be ensued between us on the subject of settlement upon receipt of a confirmatory letter from the bank concerned either to you or to me directly as to the scheme purported to have been devised by ISKCON. No discussion, perhaps you will agree, without bank's letter will serve any purpose towards a settlement. If it is a fact accompli, a fait accompli, I feel sure the bank's letter describing the arrangements in so many words might bear salutary effect on our further discussions as propounded by your good self. That's one point about. Actually, I simply asked him for the name of his bank and the bank account, but he doesn't seem to want to give that at this point. Seems to have some other idea. Very legally worded letter. Three, Panchil. I do not stay here. He says, I do not stay there. I'll bite my daily visits. Once I have read somewhere, not the copy sent by you, this draft conveyance, and this is a bunkum. Calls it a bunkum. Are you familiar with that word, Srila Prabhupada? I think it means it's like a hoax or something. The wordings are incoherent and contradictory. The assigners, promoters, are described as overlord. The lessors, superlord, and assignees, purchasers, have been reduced to a transient resident, if not fugitive debtor. In my opinion, causes are there for criminal prosecution against the promoters. Without capable and competent lawyers, lawyers' help, this legal matter should not be handled until then. Until then, keep it in abeyance. Your all the papers, as mentioned, I sent him a copy of the scheme, Srila Prabhupada, as well as a copy of the draft conveyance. He says, all of your papers, as mentioned, are sent herewith back to you. He didn't choose to keep them. While awaiting the bank's comments, I beg to remain respectfully yours, M.M. Day. He says the enclosures are sent under ordinary post to avoid heavy postage against in this cover. He's decided to send them by a separate post because it would have been a few extra paisa.
Unless the bank can't fund, he does not take it seriously.
That's more or less what he's suggesting.
So let me back. What do you have? The bank is not ready to confront?
Well, the bank will do whatever we ask them to do. But if he gives us the bank name and account of his, then by getting the first monthly installment, then automatically it's confirmed. What, Shiva?
The bank can send the money. Panchashila.
To Panchashila. Yeah.
Why did they start from?
Yeah, I personally don't feel at this point that there's... I mean, frankly speaking, I don't think that this reply on his part is very good. I don't think it's proper. He's speaking about a settlement. First of all, there is no settlement. You know, the whole legal way in which he's worded this letter indicates to me that he's not taking things in a very, seems to me he has some motives. He has no reason to doubt this scheme. That's my point. And if he's thinking that he has some kind of rights, that's other offices. They're very pleased. And they were especially pleased to get these fixed deposits. Immediately, you know, we gave them this 6 lakhs fixed deposits. They were very happy with this. They've got about something like 350 accounts already from outsiders within a month or two. They're very, very pleased. I mean, they feel that this will become a full branch very quickly. And they have a great amount of space, and they're not at all sorry about the price that they're paying. And it's a good income for our temple.
Yeah.
Nearly 10,000 rupees a month.
Why 10,000?
I don't think it's quite 10,000. I think it's less. 8,000 or 9,000. Rupees.
Plus interest of the money.
Plus interest of the... Of which money?
The deposit money.
Fixed deposit money. Well, of course, but that we would have gotten anywhere. But from the point of view of rent, it's certainly very substantial rent. That was your scheme, Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, so now you're giving us all facility. Utilize it.
I especially like that bank because when you come in the center of the wall, instead of seeing some old grumpy-looking bank president, we see your Divine Grace's effulgent picture. And it says, right under your picture, it's a very big picture, it says, IOB welcomes you. It's very nicely done. And in each of the teller's counters, each of the cashier's counters, there's a little picture of Radha Ras Bihari. Yeah, it's very nicely done. People who go there bank with confidence.
And they're getting benefit.
Yes. It was the proper bank to have there. And because it's right on the ground floor and just near the entrance of the gate, people don't mind coming from the outside. And I've noticed people, after they come and do their banking business, they go for darshan. maybe our deities will get known, that people who bank in our bank, they get more money. I think the IOB is thinking like that. To be connected with a deity is very auspicious. So they're accentuating the involvement with ISKCON and your divine grace and Radharas Bihari.
That's it for that.
We had no idea how that Hare Krishna land would ever be successful.
Yeah. It was a jungle.
That's what we were thinking. Why does Prabhupada want us to live in a jungle? So far away, nothing there but mosquitoes and so many rats. We thought, who will come there?
No, we'll construct the other building for the dome. To the granite.
Go down will be on the ground floor, and residences and Gurukul on the upper floors. The only problem is that it's such a good place that now we can't get the residents to move out of those other buildings. They say, why should we move? Now we have a temple, there'll be a Gurukul, there's a bank. It's very hard to get them out. Of course, we don't care if they stay, if they're nice. Either they'll be devotees or they'll be driven out by the Maha Mantra. The upper floor of each of those buildings has also increased the utilization of those buildings. That was also your scheme, Srila Prabhupada.
That was my scheme, that we had not given full freedom to the tenant. Our control was.
We're always on their heads.
You take four Brahmins from South India, four from Vrindavan, and four from local.
From Bombay.
In this hand, make a god that.
I'm just thinking, Srila Prabhupada, that each of these Brahmins have their own style or method, and by bringing three different groups, it will be, you know, there may be some disagreement amongst them.
No, really.
Who should the head adjust? Each one should have a head Brahmin plus three other assistants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yasodhananda should be head.
Yasodhananda should be the head. Hmm. He better come back earlier. I heard that he's only coming back 1 or 2 days before the actual ceremony to India. That doesn't seem like it's enough time.
Well, 1 week after.
1 week. Very grand event. There is no such project like that anywhere else in India or in the world. Would you like to hear kirtan, Srila Prabhupada?